You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Janine from Tampa writes, Dr. Dahlia, my 26-year-old son will not get a job or move out. His father and I slave away at jobs all day to find him sleeping on the couch, playing video games, and we also suspect marijuana use. Any suggestions on how to motivate him to get a job? This was the perfect email I actually received in the last 48 hours because one of the stories that hit headlines today is a record 21.6 million people, kids basically, not like adult kids, are living at home with their parents. Some 36% of 18 to 31-year-olds live at home with mommy and daddy. And this has been something that's been asked of me every now and then. You know, and I'm like, just kick his butt out, give him an ultimatum. But I think this is a great topic of conversation. How did you kick your son or daughter out of the house when you thought they were just loafing or mooching? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love the movie Step Brothers, where Will Ferrell and the other gentleman, he's so talented, right? They're both like 40-year-old men living at home still, playing video games, not getting jobs. And when the movie came out, I think a lot of us were shocked, going, oh, okay, this is really far-fetched. This is really exaggerated. But no, kids moving back with their parents, that's been happening like threefold since the last 5 years. Mom and dad have a job, but young people don't. Now, I kind of separate these kids, because if I'm in my 40s, anybody 30 and below to me is a kid. It's two groups. One is the, you know, woe is me. I really lost a job. I can't, find a job. This recession stinks. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't want to starve. I'll live at home with my parents and make this work. Okay, fine. But then you have the other group, which I think is probably one of the biggest growing groups. It's the groups of people who really, they just don't like work. They don't really like to deal with a boss. They get fired. The job isn't too fun. So they go the path of least resistance, which is still sitting at home. And parents enable them. Now, I've been very, very worried about some of the millennials, they call them, or some of the youth that I'm seeing. Because if these kids, see, when I grew up, you had to get a job after school. If you didn't get a job after school, you basically did everything. You raised a kid. My parents had a baby, so I basically raised the baby as soon as I came home from school so then they could go and work. And then I got up in the middle of the night with the baby. I fed the baby. That was, and my mom didn't breastfeed, so how convenient. So then I had to get up with the baby. So basically, you just did everything around the house so the breadwinners can do what they need to do. But, you know, nowadays, no. You know, some of these kids, they don't have chores. And I know kids don't have chores. Yesterday, I had a kid who wasn't feeling well, you know, sore throat, whatever. So I decided, this is the same joke I've been doing 13 years, same joke. All right, so here's your medicine and no chores for 2 days. See, that's a very funny joke. It's funny, see, no chores for 2 days. See, funny? No. All right, and the kid looks at me like, huh, what's a chore? And the mom is like, he doesn't do chores. Some of these kids, they don't even know what the word chore is. Is that even in your family's vocabulary? Think about it. Chores. Did you do your chores? No. I don't. Mommy cleans up or a cleaning lady comes by or, there's a garbage disposal. And so this is kind of an issue that we have. So here's Janine with a 26-year-old son kind of sitting on the couch smoking pot. If he gets smoky pot, no, not a lot of motivation to go and flip burgers. Not a lot of motivation to do customer service on the phone. You know, if you do have any suggestions, for anybody listening on how to get your kid a job, you know, or not, you don't get the kid the job. Kick the kid out of the house to go and get a job. Love to hear it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I think we really need to revamp the school system from the grade school level to the middle school level. And I think kids at that young age, they should learn how to interview for a job, how to deal with a boss. I think they should do some role playing. Remember when we were little, we had a remember we would have like business day where you would come up with the, okay, you were assigned into groups and you had to come up with a business. You came up with that business and then you learned how to sell your product. You had to make the product, then you had to sell the product, and then you made money on the product. Maybe it was fake money. And remember how exciting that was? Kids dig that stuff. Well, then why aren't we teaching kids interviews? Why aren't we teaching kids, all right, guys, we're going to pretend we're not in school, but now this is work. And let's see who gets fired today. And if you get fired, you lose recess for a week. All right, I'm your boss. This is the task you need to do. You need to complete this task by the deadline. The deadline is this date or this time. All right, you could go to your coworkers or the co-managers to help you. We have two managers that'll help you upper level, right? No, Obamacare is not covered. I'm sorry. No health benefits for you. And here's your deadline. If you don't make the deadline, you lose recess. Why aren't we doing that in the school? Why aren't we already training kids that they are going to have bosses? They are going to have deadlines. Why aren't we balancing checkbooks? I remember, now I went to 12 schools, so maybe I'm wrong, and some of these schools are really diligent in having this in their format, but only once did we have a balance your checkbook assignment, and it was only out of a worksheet, and that was it. Why aren't we doing budgets? Well, if Mary makes $900 a month, and her husband Johnny makes $1,000 a month, and the government wants to take 30% of that, and then you also have to pay for your health insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have power bill, this, you know, what additional income do these people need to make their bills, or what in their budget can they cut? This is the type of stuff our kids need to be learning. Why don't we call it Real Life 101? And no video games allowed throughout that whole hour of class. Try it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, whenever I ask callers to call in and talk about a subject such as how to get your kids who are living on Obamacare now up to age 26, right? You can put them on their health insurance, and you might as well because they're getting a job because many of them are sitting on the couch playing video games or smoking pot. So I'd asked what you guys have noticed or what you have been able to do to get your kids off the couch. One of you had asked about or wanted me to talk about cancer under tattoos. All right, so we're trying to stay on topic here. But, yes, there is a story of somebody who had a tattoo and ended up having cancer underneath the tattoo. So that is something we need to talk about. I mean, maybe we could transition the stories, right? You got somebody sitting on a couch in your house, not getting a job, not able to keep a job, and then they end up maybe also getting a tattoo, who knows, and then cancer under the tattoo that didn't get looked at. I think we could transition it. But before we go on, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don, I know, he is my faithful partner in this And he knows how to rock it. 1-877-DOCDALIA. You can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm going to be speaking at an NAFP conference this weekend, but I'm still going to be doing my show. We do my show live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So make sure you tune in, because even if on Facebook I'm posting pictures, I am still going to be doing my show on Saturday. Mama's a workaholic, ain't I? 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so he wants to know about cancer under tattoos. Okay, apparently a 29-year-old man in Germany decided to get his tattoo removed. When the tattoo got removed, I guess they ended up removing a mole. The mole kind of was within the colorful designs, and I guess when they biopsied that and they sent it to pathology, it turned out to be cancer. Now, that tattoo covered both of the man's arms and his chest. He had the tattoo for 10 years before deciding to have it removed. All right. Now, the procedure was done millimeter by millimeter with a laser. Several years into the process, the shoulder was revealed, and you could see this abnormal mole on the shoulder. The area had originally been covered with black tattoo ink. Now, when ink blends in with a skin cancer, it makes it even more difficult to see and figure out than just a skin cancer sitting there. Now, I don't want everybody who has tattoos to now get their tattoos removed, okay? Even though, honestly, I should probably open up a tattoo removal shop. I could make some pretty good bucks doing that. But the moral of this story is, if God forbid you have a melanoma and it decides to pop up, if it decides to pop up, the colors, and by the way, I love some of the ink you guys have. I love, I mean, it's art. I really dig tattoos. I've always dug tattoos. I think they are exquisite. You know, when I was in training and took care of people at the VA, you had a lot of World War II vets, and their tattoos were very American and USO and bald eagle, you know. And then the Vietnam era tattoos, those were a little bit more raunchy, like bigger boobs, some daggers. They're a little bit more raunchy, you know. I do prefer the more patriotic. And then all of a sudden something happened with tattoos where it just became art, like Michelangelo art. And it's gorgeous. I think body painting is tattoos phenomenal. But yeah, it makes my job harder. Makes a lot of people's jobs harder. Well, what happens when my job gets too hard? I refer to a specialist. Exactly. Right. So, let me make that suggestion to you all. If you don't think your doctor has the time to comb through the ink to see if they could find any abnormal moles lurking there, I strongly urge you to have a dermatologist take a look. And, you know, remind them and go, you know, look, I'm not able to examine myself that well. One is because it's my back, but two, I have all this ink and I can't tell. Now, one thing you could do if you do have a lot of ink is just kind of feel, you know, run your finger along to check for texture. We talked about the ABCDEs of melanoma. A, asymmetry, not a nice symmetrical mole. B, the border's abnormal, not a smooth border. C, color, hard to tell if the color's changing, if it's tattooed. D is diameter, the size. Greater than a centimeter or pencil eraser, that could be a melanoma, but you can't tell if you got the ink. But E is elevation. So if you have elevation, you could be able to feel that. And then I add F. F is for fast, right? G is it's good to pay your copay when you see your doctor, right? H? No. Okay. So anyway, doctors strongly caution against tattoos, according to Fox News, that cover or come close to a mole. You know what I really have always wanted to do? Okay, my legs are very white. Has anybody seen my legs? Yeah, okay, good. All right, I'm very light-skinned. And one of the reasons why I'm light-skinned is because I really don't have as much melanin as I think the average human being should. And so I'm light. So if I ever have any color, it's usually the self-tanner. But I don't put self-tanner on my legs. I don't know. My back hurts sometimes. It's too hard to bend down and put the self-tanner on my legs. So what I think I would like to do is do a tattoo tan. Now, can you do that? I mean, I know you can do artificial tans, but if I was going to get a tattoo, It probably wouldn't be of somebody's boobies. That really doesn't interest me. It probably wouldn't be a dagger. Maybe an American flag. I really dig that. Okay? But if I'm going to get a tattoo, I think what I would like to do is do a tattoo tan. So just tattoo, you know, my butt. That is an idea, too, because your butt. I mean, my butt, I never really do expect to be in the public eye. But you know how every now and then you bend forward? And then the top of your underwear, if it's loose because of the elastic. Yeah, you know, no. You're right. Some of the, you know, Victoria's Secret underwear, you know, very nice and elasticy. But after, you know, I'm kind of more of a Hanes Her Way kind of gal and a Joe Boxer. So after about 6 months of some Joe Boxers, yeah, I change them out nightly. The elasticity is kind of loose. So you bend forward, and sometimes people could see your butt. So if you do tattoo tan, you could maybe just tattoo tan the cusp of the top of the butt that people could see. Yeah. Oh, shaving. That's a good point. I don't need to shave my butt, but legs. If you shave your legs, you would have to go and get the tattoo, shave your legs. That's how it's got to work. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is your tattoos could unfortunately be hiding a nasty melanoma. And tattoos don't protect you from melanoma. But I think a lot of tattoos are sexy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 1 in 10 PIN numbers can be correctly guessed the first time. And a problem that we are seeing is 10% of you guys are using the PIN 1234 with your debit card. Now, I think we've talked about passwords and PIN codes before on the show, and 1234 is probably one of the stupidest PIN numbers you could do. And the reason why you're doing it is because you're lazy. You know that. I would too. You know, my husband's like, well, what do you want, you know, for the PIN? Should we do, you know, 6969? I'm like, no, I don't want people to think I'm a pervert. And he's like, well, no one's going to know it's your PIN number. I'm like, somebody's going to know. The bank people are going to know. If you do 6969, that's too dirty. Well, then what else do you want to do? Well, we could do 1111. I'll remember that. No. Don't do 1111. They say research has revealed that 1 in 10 codes is so obvious that it would take criminals just one attempt to guess it correctly. They say a quarter of the codes used for your PIN numbers are used so often that they could be guessed in fewer than 20 attempts. Now, what I think should happen is the bank, you know how you try to log in with a password and then all of a sudden the whole thing shuts down and you got to call security, you know, whether it's your bank, et cetera. That's probably what they should do. All right. Now, I think they've come up with 3.4 million four-digit passwords. And they have 10,000 different combinations from 0000 to 9999. Now, what were the most common pass pins for your debit card? Number one was 1234. Number two was 1111. Number three was 0000. Dan's calling his bank now to change it. Number four was 1212. Number five was 7777. Number six was 1004. 1004. Why is that so popular? Seven was 2000. I bet a bunch of them made that in the year 2000. Number eight was 4444. Number nine was 2222. Really, guys, no creativity. And the 10th most popular PIN number was 6969. You pervs. So, all right. So what is a good PIN number? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell my husband to change my PIN number to 9990. So that'll be my PIN number. Call in and let us know what your PIN number is changing to. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Acetaminophen, Tylenol. We got a rare risk warning from the FDA. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got Bill calling from Florida. Hey, Bill, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Glad Is this my trucker, Bill? It's my trucker.
Yes,
what's going on, buddy? What's going on?
My second wife, I speak to her really bad. When we were dating, I said, you know, your PIN number ought to be such and such. And she said, how do you know? I said, huh? She said, that's what it is. I said, oh, I'm psychic. And so he said, well, it was a birth date and her year of her birth, you know?
The year of her birth.
The year and the day of the month. And that was it.
You know what my password was once? My password once was the date of my first sexual experience. The problem is I had to guess what that date was because I really didn't remember much about the very first day, but I did remember my 11th birthday party the next day. So that is the, it usually is my PIN number. It would be like a June 15th, 1980-something. I'm joking.
Wow. Her birthday was June 15th. Wow.
Oh, really? So she and I have the same PIN code.
That's spooky.
Oh,
now,
man.
Now I use my father's World War II serial number.
His World War II serial number. All right, so then, so everybody can look that up. What's your father's name and his serial number? No. Oh, man, but you know what? Your father in the military, man, well, if a soul is up there, just thank him for his service. I love our military men. Bill, thank you for calling in. That was awesome.
Hey, I want to ask you something
else, Doc. Oh, sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yesterday, one of the subjects you were talking about was a subject that's near and dear to my heart, but I don't get much contact anymore, is breast, okay, women's boobs. Now,
okay.
I used to work years ago back in the 80s at a major daily newspaper in Arkansas, and it was an all-male shop in production, and we would used to have to opaque negative, okay, to get the spots out so the paper was clear. And So the newspaper, when it was printed, was clear. Well, they hired a girl to come in and work in the shop. And she would walk up to us. There was one single guy, the rest of us were married. And she'd walk up to us and just put her boobs on her arm while we're opaquing.
Oh.
And, it freaked us out. What do we do? And I just kind of wanted to say, listen, if you keep doing that, I'm going to want to play with them, so stop. But, I didn't say anything. I said something to the boss, and she was doing it to him, too. Well, finally, she quit after about a month and a half.
That's a dichotomy. That's the problem that a lot of guys have too, where there's sexual harassment on both sides. I mean, I understand there's a lot of women that have suffered with sexual harassment and abuse in the workplace, but then we also have to address that there are some women, not all of them, but you do have some women that like to tease. And here you are, a married man, just trying to get through your job. You guys are just trying to do what you want to do. And here you have a lady purposely trying to get you guys to ogle. And it's extremely distracting, and it puts you guys in harm's way, because then she could later claim, oh, you were staring at her. You did right. You tell the boss, and you say, look, this could be a distraction. And it stinks because I see you guys fall all over each other trying to not look when somebody accidentally does something, so then you guys aren't accused of looking. Whereas us women could go, hey, your cow's poking its head out of the barn door, and we won't get in trouble. But if you guys say, ma'am, your nip is showing, or you're having a little wardrobe malfunction, you looked, and now you're slapped with the sexual harassment charge. It stinks. I would hate to be a guy. I don't know how you guys do it.
Sometimes it is. And, I've had girls do that at bars. Walk up to you while you're waiting to buy a drink or something. They'll just walk up to you real close, put the boob on you. And they're actually with another guy or something. I've had it happen more than once at bars.
No, I bet, because you sound like you're pretty sexy, Bill. I'm sure a lot of women were trying to hit on you, but it is a tool. Rubbing your breast up against a guy at a bar is one of them. I know the women are going to say, Dr. Dahlia, don't tell them our secrets. Oh, come on, the secret's out. But that's just, I never did that, because to me, if it was, that time of the month and I was, my boobs were tender, I didn't think the boobs were my best piece on me. So I would, basically smile or do something. I don't know. I joke. But it is. It's something that women do. I think it's extremely annoying. If somebody banged their boobs against me, I'd probably bang them right back, like with my elbow, like, get the hell out of here. But you guys put up with a lot. I really feel, I gotta empathize with the guys on this one. Yeah, Bill, thank you for telling us about your plight. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Doc. Love you.
You take care. Keep trucking. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, that's why I got so gosh darn mad when there was this big hullabaloo in the media about a restaurant owner asking a woman who was breastfeeding if she didn't mind to go into a little bit more private area in the restaurant. And then I guess there's legislation out now that a breastfeeding woman could breastfeed wherever the heck she wants to, etc. And you know, having been a mom that breastfed, yes, I mean, if I need to breastfeed my kid and I can't, like Superman, find a phone booth to run into, I'll breastfeed my kid where I have to breastfeed my kid. Now, I always carried a cover. I always carried one of those little covers, you know, because I didn't want to embarrass myself, embarrass the kid, you know, paparazzi type of thing, right? And I didn't want to. Yeah, I have paparazzi. Not much. It's for the Journal of American Medical Association. If you ever want to see any of my paparazzi pictures, it'll probably be in the New England Journal of Medicine. Or, nothing like People or Inquirer. Sorry, I'm not that big yet. But, so apparently, somebody whipped it out to feed her kid. The restaurant owner said, look, do you mind kind of going in private? Because it's making some customers uncomfortable. And the media just went crazy, like, oh my gosh, women's rights and unable to breastfeed. And this guy should, but I mean, I had to stop and I had to look at a devil's advocate and go, wait, guys. I mean, you know, when somebody whips their breast out to feed, okay, we all think it's a beautiful thing. Guys think breastfeeding's cool. They do. But you also have guys getting accused of looking at your boobs or being a pervert. So many men will have to go through enormous feats to try to look like they're not looking. And it does make people uncomfortable. So, you know, and a breastfeeding session could last 15 minutes. So what do you do if it's a restaurant and, you know, you're paying for your food? I mean, you know, do you get up and switch sides so your wife could be the one facing the breastfeeding mom? And my kids, when they breastfed, they didn't do it quietly. Even though I was covered and I was in my residency classroom, you could hear them, you know, and I'm like, come on. They were drowning and gargling and I don't know what the heck they were doing, making waterfalls with it. And it was very annoying to others. And I just, you know, said, I'm sorry, but I didn't make anybody see it. Now I think we should be able to breastfeed. I think if there's no place to breastfeed, we should be able to allow to breastfeed wherever we can. All right. But, cut guys some slack. Not all guys are perverts, and they're trying so hard to show that they're not, that we ladies have to kind of make it easier on them. If we don't want to make it easier on the guys, and we want to be able to do whatever we want to do with our breastfeeding or being topless, then we got to cut back on calling guys pervs when they aren't. Right, this is just one big mess. You got teases out there, but then you got innocent women that are, you know, that being ogled and sexually harassed. So I look at it as one big mess, but just cut the innocent guys some slack. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is way cool, guys. Archaeologists working at an ancient church in Turkey think they have unearthed a piece of Jesus's cross. This would have been the cross used to crucify Jesus. They found a stone chest during an excavation at a 1,300-year-old church, and the chest had a number of relics inside believed to be associated with the crucifixion. A historian, Turkey's Mimar Sinan University of Fine Arts, tells the Hunyet Daily News. They said, "We have found a holy thing in the chest. It is a piece of a cross, and they think it is from the cross." Now, the entire chest is undergoing lab tests, according to NBC News. Researchers aren't sure who owned the chest, but it was probably a religious person of some importance. And the person apparently believed the cross relic was the real deal. Now, they say the lab test should shed some light. Wow. Oh, boy. Carbon dating, DNA, I don't know. I don't know. This is something where it's like, oh, my gosh, do they have it? Now I would believe it. Okay. I mean, I would believe somebody would have taken the cross and saved it in terms of a piece. Would they have maybe in a ritual divided the cross up and then people taking a piece? This could very well have happened. Oh, boy. So fascinating stuff. I'll keep you guys posted when we hear. Oh, my gosh. I just love anything history, especially biblical. This was interesting. They say Adam and Eve did live in Africa at the same time, but they probably didn't know each other. Now, according to researchers, they say Y chromosome Adam walked the earth between 120,000 and 156,000 years ago. That places him nearer to Eve, who was around 99,000 to 148,000 years ago. Researchers say that it is extremely unlikely that they were exact contemporaries. They weren't contemporaries, please. What kind of a word is that? God made Adam and Eve. He took a rib from Adam and he made Eve. That's what happened. A new study of 69 men from around the world found Y chromosomal Adam walked the earth between 120,000 and 156,000 years ago, which is much earlier than previously believed. Eve later, but the researchers say that the male most recent common ancestor, the MRCA, lived much more recently than the female MRCA. Mitochondrial Eve and Y chromosomal Adam. Boy, they know how to screw up the Bible, don't they? Are the two individuals who passed down a portion of their genomes to the vast expanse of humanity. Well, then wait a second. Okay, I'm a little confused. Okay. So if Adam and Eve weren't together, then how could the earth start being propagated? Now, if what they're trying to say is, no. Okay, man was made after the primates. So what we've done is we've designated one male as Y chromosomal Adam and one female as mitochondrial Eve. And that these are the two individuals who passed down a part of their genome to expand humanity. Are you guys getting all this? So anyway, researchers compared Y chromosome variations among participants from 9 globally distinct areas, including some that have only been recently available, like Niamba, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Algeria, Pakistan, Cambodia, Siberia, and Mexico. But despite, they say, the Adam and Eve monikers, which think there was a single couple whose children peopled the world, they say no, they weren't alive by themselves, and they probably didn't do the hibbity-dibbity. So if they're going to go with this, then somebody's got to explain the apple, and they've got to explain to me why we have snakes, because we should have never had snakes, right, if it wasn't for the whole serpent story. So I'm kind of confused. All right, so Adam and Eve apparently existed, but they weren't the first humans according to these guys. I don't know. Maybe the first humans was Aragorn and Arwen. I'm not sure. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm just going to stick, the Bible, it's been proofread, right? It's been spell checked. I'm going to go with the Bible. Looks pretty accurate to me. Rare but serious skin rashes could happen from acetaminophen, warned the FDA. Acetaminophen, which we use in Tylenol for pain, for fever, etc., all right, could possibly cause a Stevens-Johnson syndrome and a toxic epidermal necrolysis, all right, as well as an acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis. Oh, if you want to wish that on your worst enemy, wish an acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis on them. They'll hate you. All right. Basically what these do, Stephen Johnson's and toxic epidermal necrolysis, they lead to these development of blisters and serious skin rashes. Remember we talked about a kid taking some children's Motrin a few Thanksgivings ago? Mom wanted to treat a fever, got the kid children's Motrin, then the skin just started to blister and burn off, and so now she's dealing with all these burns, and I think she won a settlement, etc. Well, you know, when we covered that, we had talked about how any medicine could do that, to be honest. There's antibiotics that can do that. You know, it just, I mean, unfortunately for her, she had taken a Motrin and it happened to her. So I'm not surprised that FDA is going to now give us warnings that some of these other medications can put you at risk for that too. Now, Stevens-Johnson syndrome is a little bit milder than toxic epidermic necrolysis. That's the one that the Motrin little girl had. But the Stevens-Johnson can cause separation of the upper layer of the skin, involving the mouth, involving the lips, causing ulcers so you can't eat, you can't drink, you dehydrate. And we've seen this with penicillin antibiotics, sulfa, seizure medications like phenobarbital and Dilantin. Of course, the anti-inflammatories, we've talked about that. Some people think maybe if you have herpes or Epstein-Barr or mycoplasma, that can also make things worse and put you at risk. But what I can't stand about something like this is it reminds us that nothing's safe. And sometimes ignorance is bliss. Sometimes we just want to feel like, you want to know what, whatever we're doing is going to be fine and nothing's going to hurt us and leave us alone. But that's not what's happening. You know, what's happening is, you know, something bad happens to one person and then it just kind of scares you because it's not like I could say, all right, you're going to be at risk. All right. We know some things may have a little bit more potential for that. But I mean, think how many Motrins and ibuprofens and acetaminophens we've popped in our lifetime. So what we suggest is if you've ever had a weird rash or a weird reaction once, maybe it didn't have to be as bad as Stevens-Johnson's, assume that that's not the worst of it, okay? What I would do is if you kind of have a reaction to one, just call it, you know, no, I just don't want to take it. I did that with a doctor of mine. A doctor wanted to give me some Bactrim, and I go, look, I'm not allergic, but can you pick something different? Because, you know, my mom's allergic, and I don't know, I just kind of got the feeling that my luck's going to run out the 17th time I take it, and you would be number 17. I just had that feeling. Well, even though I'm a doctor, that's how, guys, I totally know what you mean about doctors. He was very, I don't know, the word I want to use, I can't use on air, and he's like, look, Dahlia, I'm the doctor here. I'm putting you on Bactrim. I go, fine. I take one pill. My urine turns black. I start bleeding underneath my skin, petechiae, body aches, muscle aches. And it's just like I have that instinct. So if there's ever an instinct you have with the medication, just go with it. All right. Okay. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. DrDahlia.com is our website. Be safe. God bless.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles.
That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.